This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, time for a six-pack of questions. Draft related. Gator, you ready to go?
I am ready.
Yep. Kang, our producer, is running the show here. And we've got what? We got a minute and a half, 2 minutes.
Yeah, you guys, once you hear the sounder for the pick is in, that means the next question is in, all right, boys? All right. So, you know, let's just get this thing going, man. I'm excited.
All right.
Are you excited?
I am now. We haven't used this music in a while. I like it.
Yeah, hey, this is better than the one Doug likes, that newsy one.
Well, we'll get to that one later.
Oh, no, we won't.
Judge me later.
All right. Who wants to go first? We'll go back and forth, boys. We didn't flip a coin before this thing started, so.
I will receive.
You will receive first?
Sure.
All right, first NFL draft question for 2019, boys. Kyler Murray, Dwayne Haskins, Drew Lock, and Daniel Jones. Quarterbacks all could be selected in the first round this year. Who will be the best quarterback? Who will be the worst? Doug, you first.
Best quarterback is going to be Dwayne Haskins. I think he's got the full package in terms of his level of preparedness, his professionalism, his accuracy. He's played in big games. He's played in tough environments. I was so impressed coming from two scores down at State College in a hostile environment. The one thing that he is lacking is he doesn't run it real well, and I don't care. I think it's the most overrated aspect to play in the position. I think his game intelligence is through the roof. I'm going to go Dwayne Haskins as the best. And the worst, I'll go Daniel Jones.
That group, I'm going to say Kyler Murray is going to be the best. I think he's got the biggest upside with the dual threat that he is. I love how he gets out of trouble with his feet and waits for people to get open downfield. He's awesome at it. I think the worst of that group, I'm going to go with Drew Lock from Missouri. Missouri, not that enamored with it. I think all four quarterbacks go in the first round, and I think he's going to be the worst one.
All right, speaking of Drew Lock, second question, boys. Drew Lock has come out and said he'd rather be picked at 32 to the right team rather than number one overall to a bad team. A, do you believe him? And B, is he an idiot? Gator?
First of all, I don't believe him because I think you want the money and all that guaranteed money at the top pick. Does it make sense, though? Kind of. Yeah. I mean, you can have a heck of a career being the backup to Tom Brady and then get traded if you have any kind of value. Get traded to somewhere else where you can start. So it's like the best of both worlds. But I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it at all.
Doug, you're on next.
The difference between going number one and going number 32 is roughly $27 million.
Is that it?
Do you believe him? Do you think he's an idiot?
I think it's applaudable to want to play for a winner. But you're getting in on the ground floor, you have a long career, and you're making roughly $27 million more. I don't believe him. I think he's just trying to make the current situation. You know what he's trying to do? He's trying to go late in the first round so he doesn't drop to the second round where he gets the worst of both worlds, right? A crappy team and less money. So he's trying to sell, I'm a winner and I want to be on a winner, so some team at the bottom of the first round takes him and he doesn't fall into the second round and also end up on a crappy team.
Is that being smart or is that being an idiot?
It's actually being smart.
I think you're right.
All right, question number three. Rashawn Gary, Montez Sweat, Greedy Williams, DK Metcalf. List the order they go in. Doug, you're up. Once again, that was Rashawn Gary, Montez Sweat, Greedy Williams, DK Metcalf.
Sweat will go first. DK Metcalf will go second. Greedy Gary will go third.
What?
I don't know. I have no idea.
You just combined the two players.
I combined the two of them because I don't know.
You got to come up with it. Come on, man.
Williams goes third. Gary goes fourth.
Wow, not a big Rashawn Gary fan, huh?
So Gator? Metcalf goes second, you say, huh?
Yeah, he got Sweat, Metcalf, Greedy, then Rashawn.
And we agree, Sweat's going first of that group. I then think it'll be Greedy Williams, followed by Rashawn Gary, and then DK Metcalf.
Wait, Sweat, Williams, Gary, Metcalf?
Yes.
Right. We're holding you to these guys today.
All right, great.
All right, next question.
Yeah, as you can tell, I'm real sure as to which one, how
when
that's going
to
go
two
down.
Players, so
can't wait
really
to
sure.
say you're wrong.
Yes. All right. You will never forgive the Lions if blank falls to them and they pass. Pick one. Quinn Williams, Josh Allen, Devin White.
Josh Allen.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought it was
it was Gator's turn, Doug. He just jumped you. Go ahead, Gator.
Josh Allen.
It's got to be Josh Allen. It's a perfect guy for their
position.
Allen.
And the funny thing is, name those players again.
Quinn and Williams, yeah. Josh Allen, Devin White.
Out of those three, my order of being really upset, I'm going to be irate of all three of them, but it's Josh Allen, Devin White, and Quinn and Williams is my third one.
Doug, what if you had to list them in order?
I mean, in order, it'd be Josh Allen, Quinn and Williams, Devin White.
He's so wrong.
I mean, I'm not quite as sold on Devin White. I'm not saying I don't like Devin White, but...
Not sold on you.
You want someone else to sit in this chair over this?
I don't know.
Next question.
This is what's finally going to bring this show to an end.
All right, little play on words on this one. You will never forgive the Lions if they do draft this one, Rashawn Gary or DK Metcalf. And by the way, if you don't pick the other one, bite your tongue, forever hold your peace.
I mean, this is...
Doug, you go first.
Whoa.
You went first on the last one, man.
No, I didn't.
He jumped you. But we're back in order. We're still in the order.
And I'm sorry I jumped you. I didn't mean to.
DK Metcalf.
I will never forgive the Lions. If they take DK Metcalf... First of all, I think they have a deep threat receiver, big play receiver in Kenny Galladay already. He's not playing the slot. Marvin Jones isn't playing the slot. Kenny Galladay's not playing the slot. And I think he's a classic case of a workout warrior where his teammate who's available in this draft was far more productive than him in college.
Sound familiar?
I'm not sold at all on DK Metcalf.
You could have said the exact same thing about Rashawn Gary.
That's true.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, with a comparison to Chase Winovich. But the answer is DK Metcalf. I'll never forgive him if they do that because everything Doug said. I mean, yeah, okay, the guy is a specimen. That's great. But he's not a productive player, and he doesn't have any excuse to not be productive. Rashawn Gary at least has the excuse of he's got a shoulder injury, and it may have him sliding quite a bit. But if he gets it taken care of, the sky is still the limit with that guy. He has a ton of potential. He didn't realize it at the college level. But he showed flashes of it. I'd rather take the chance on that than to draft a wide receiver that just, you know, looks good in a uniform or out of uniform.
Sixth question, boys. Mel Kiper has claimed to have never taken a bathroom break ever during the first round of a televised NFL draft. I challenge you to do the same tonight. Can you and will you? Does Kiper keep a streak tonight continued?
There's no way he can do that. I mean, how many hours are we talking?
At least 4 hours.
Okay, here's the thing. With Kiper, because he can just sweat it all out, all right? No matter what he's drinking, he just sweats it out because he's all geeked up. But is it just first round he's talking about that or for the entire draft, like in the second day? And he's
all during from 8 o'clock tonight when the show starts, he will not use the bathroom break at all.
He can do it, I think, because he's just sweating it out.
Can you do it tonight?
I can, but I won't. I won't even try.
I'm not trying. I'm going to be drinking beer.
Doug pees every 20 minutes.
Honestly, there's not a chance I'm going to even attempt to do this. As far as Mel's concerned, Mel's my kind of guy. He's a health food guy. He eats, and so you got to like that.
Doug.
This is kind of fun. Let's go into the bonus round. I got a little little true or false action going on already. All right,
Hold on.
True or false, Lions will definitely trade back this year.
The answer is true.
False.
Answer is true because there are teams behind them that want to move up. There's a lot of talk today about movement for quarterbacks specifically, and teams want to get ahead of each other, and the Lions are waving a flag saying, hello, open for business. I think they will make a trade. It's my 51 says they make the trade.
The reason I say false is you said definitely, and I can't say definitely. No. They got to get the right offer.
It's
and
just semantics
you just
over here.
Never. I'm sorry. I was listening to the words that he used. I can't say definitely. So I'm going false.
Montez Sweat won't be drafted tonight or tomorrow night. True or false?
False.
That's a big fat lie.
I mean, like, I guess you could, if you'd done this a year ago with Mo Hurst, I would have said false too.
Exactly.
So I'm going to go with false.
But you don't sound that confident.
No, I'm not that confident.
Heart conditions are scary, and we saw that with Mo Hurst last year.
When he's still on the board come Saturday, Twitter will be filled up. You're wrong, Karsh. I know.
He gets drafted, and he gets drafted in the top 20.
Wow. All right, last one, true or false. The Raiders will do something that everyone will say, what the blank?
100% true.
Even the Gruden and Mayock, it doesn't matter, it's two new guys doing it this year, huh?
I can't wait to see what they do at 24 and 27. That, to me, is going to be fascinating. At four, I mean.
DK Metcalf at four?
They can't do that. But what they could do is take a quarterback at four, which would be everybody going, wow, they really, okay. But people sort of expect that. The crazy comes with 24 and 27.
I wouldn't be surprised to see them trade 24 or 27 for future first-round picks. Yes, of course the Raiders are going to do something amazing. There's something about being in the Raiders organization.
Did you say amazing or crazy?
The names change, the faces change, the crazy never changes. And, of course, there's rumors already that the Raiders are going to do something. They kicked all the scouts out of the meetings. You got two guys in a bunker, Mayock and Gruden.
They got all the information from the scouts. The scouts aren't going to give them anything more than today than they would have given them a week ago. They got it all.
Why are they going to do that? Because they're going to do something that has everybody going, wow, because that's what the Raiders do.
Well, they're going to do it because they're nuts and because the owner, you know, uses a Floby to cut his hair. Absolutely. That's why they do it.
Mm-hmm. So there it is, a six-pack and some bonus questions on the National Football League draft, which, of course, is tonight.
What?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.